So piyutim are very loaded issues. People remember a Shani Yom Kippur. Davening is as long as can be, but it certainly adds when you have an extra, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, or whatever, of adding in kreivitz or piyutim. So the question is we're doing our laws of kriyashma, is there any inyan to throw in birchas kriyashma these piyutim? Now, these halachas are in hilchas kriyashma, which is why we're doing it now, but it primarily comes up as, in the next month or two on Yom Noraim, when we start dealing with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So the first issue is Shulchan Aruch says straight up, Yesh Mekomos Shemavsikin Bebirchas Kriyashma Vomer Piyutin. There are these places where they throw in Piyutim, V'nachon Limnoa Milomram Mishum Davi Hefsik. Svarim have it very easy. Again here, it's a Hefsik. Don't say them. Okay. The Rama already throws in, V'yesh Omrim, some say, there's no problem about throwing in these extra krovitz, these extra piyutim in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma. V'chein nohagin b'chol amakomos v'omrim. The minig is that everyone says them. Now, what is this issue based upon? There is a Gemara in Brachos which talks about places where they're marich, where they have a long bracha, you're not allowed to shorten it. Place which is a short bracha, you're not allowed to elongate it. So what is that talking about? It says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not referring to the brachos in the beginning and the bracha at the end. What it's talking about is according to the Shulchan Aruch, is it's talking about even the middle parts. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah holds, no. The only problem is you're not allowed to take away a baruch from the beginning or change a baruch at the end of a bracha, but anything in the middle, it's fair game. You want to take out words sometimes, you could throw in words. The whole middle of the bracha is playable, which is the minhag, therefore, to add in all these krovitzes, unless there's a specific example. It gives a couple of examples, like by benching. You have to have the word bris in there, you have to have certain Torah, you have to have certain examples in it. So those, you have to say mashav aruach, mered geshem, in the middle of the bracha. So unless there's specific examples where you must say those words, everything else in the middle of the bracha is playable. As long as you have the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha, you can throw in, add words, detract words, to almost to your heart's content. Says the Dirshu, another example of this is if you don't say the words chanenu medcha de'a bina v'haskel, he quotes from some poskim, then it would also be a problem because that is an important part of the bracha. But other brachas, you could, as long as you have the beginning and the end, everything is fine. Now, there is this concept in the Mishnah Berurah, in Shulchan Aruch rather, that v'chein no'agin b'chol ha'makomos v'omro, and the minhag is to say it. So Mishnah Berurah goes on over at length and talks about how important it is to keep the minhag, specifically when it comes to piyutin, as well as other examples. And it quotes a very scary Maharil. This is cited actually not by the Mishnah Berurah, but the Sefer Das Torah, the Maharsham. He writes like this. The Maharil in Hilchos Tefillah says that one time, Shina Pam Echad Minhag HaMakom, Lomer Tefillah Shlonoagu Sham, they added in an extra Tefillah that should not have been said, that wasn't the Minhag of the place, and Umesa Bito, the Maharil's daughter, died. V'hitztik Olav Adin, and he said the reason why she died is very powerful. Shaloksa avor shashina minhag hamakom, because he changed the minhag of davening in that place. Boom, his daughter was nifteris. Very powerful. On the flip side, that's adding tefillah. What about taking away? So the Bach writes that in his time, gadol echad hischol gadol echad levatol akrovitz. It's pretty scary. One of the Talmidei Chacham in the time of the Bach said, okay, no more extra of these krovitz, these piyutim in Birchas Kriyashma. And what happened? V'nenish, he was punished. V'lo hotzi shnasa rachman ha'litzlan. He didn't live out the year. And it was blamed because he removed these krovitz. Now, why are these piyutim written in such an archaic or hard to obscure lashon that you don't understand? So for this, the Shaar Ephraim already starts explaining. It's written so that the goyim don't steal them and use them for their avodah zarah. They're so powerful that they won't, that we try to keep them a little bit, you know, obscure, so that people won't understand them. Not only do the goyim understand it. Most of us have no idea what we're saying, myself included. You have to, unless you have a real clear art scroll translation, these krovitzim are very poetic, which is hard to understand. Now, you might ask yourself, well, what's the importance of these piyutim? Great, I get it that you're not supposed to add a minug of taking them, adding them, or detracting them, but what's the basis of all these of piyutim? So the Piskei Tshuvos has a nice sum up of it, which I thought was easier than reading all these sources. He says, "Va'piyutim makrovos nisknu beruach hakodesh aydei rishonim kamalachim." These piyutim are written by, a lot of them by Rabbi Elazar Kalir, which have a certain amount of Ruach HaKodesh to them. Uveyoser piyutei HaKalir, minishabru b'lashon melitzei kedei sho'yevinim umos olam. They're like we said, they're written in this obscure way so that the goyim don't understand. Umyusodim al chachamas emes, there's depth it. V'arei v'hanistar shebehem meruba min ha'goli. More is clouded in mysticism than we actually understand. The point of it, which often has, unfortunately, the opposite effect, is to bring us closer to Hashem, to enjoy davening, to try to get a religious experience. Unfortunately, that's not always the case, but that is the point of them. He says, and don't feel bad if you don't understand it at all, you still get the rizchar for saying it. Some of them have power to give you arichas yomim and to give you salvation. And then the question was asked by many of these great rabbonim, don't say them. So they asked the Imre Emes, I believe of Ger, right? Imre Emes of Ger. They said to him, they said, why don't you say the krovitz? Why don't you say all these piyutim? So he said, don't worry, at my seudon Rosh Hashanah, I finish them off and I say them all, so I'm not missing them. I don't say it during davening, but I finish them off. So obviously there's a certain depth to these piyutim, which, you know, innate, which we often miss. It's a hard concept to understand, especially when we don't understand the words, but there is some depth to it. And finally, the final question. It's a little bit shorter chabura tonight, because you could go on and on with krovitz, or you could kind of like, I guess, do what we're all thinking is that, look, we don't really all say it. So the more we hear about how important they are, I think the more amazed we all are in our saying it. So I figure we'll keep it a little bit shorter. But the problem that I always have is, can you just learn by them? Okay, you know, I don't say them. Can you just open up a sefer and keep a gemara open while they're doing krovitz? And this is a very, it's tough halacha for myself because I like doing this, but I'll tell you what the emes halacha is. Rama writes straight up, he says, you shouldn't learn. He says, "Mikol makom lo yasuk b'shum davar afil b'divrei Torah osro hafsik v'asuk kol zman shetzibrom reputim." You're not supposed to learn from a sefer, and particularly you're not supposed to learn out loud, of course, during these piyutim. However, he says, "Mikol makom, nevertheless, mi shalom iray dehir her." You just look at a sefer and you think about the Torah. You're not verbalizing any words. You're not like doing Shtayim Mikra out loud. He says, "Less ba'isura." You don't get an isser because hearer thinking is not like talking. But he says you shouldn't do it. Mikol makom, he says, "I will mitok kach yavol v'dabri v'oli dehapsik." What's going to happen? People are going to see you looking at a sefer, and the next thing they're going to do, I'm going to talk about the next, and the next, you and I understand there's a difference between learning a Gemara and talking about the Nix. Many people, unfortunately, don't understand the difference. And therefore, if they see you learning, he says the Ramah, therefore, a person should not be with Rosh Menat Sibur, and you should try to say these piyutim. Now, there are some scant Mar Makomos to allow you to do it. The father of the Shua has a famous opinion in which you are allowed to learn. Some say don't even do Chazar Sashats in certain circumstances, but that's not primarily the halacha, but certainly during these krovitz, there's a little bit more leniency. However, I saw the Piskei Tshuvos say something powerful. He says, if you don't sing along, and I think of all the Chol Ma'aminims, right? How many of us sing along with the Chaz when he does, you know, the 120th Chol Ma'aminim, whatever it is, whatever number it's up to. He says, if you don't sing with the Chazan, it's like killing the Chazan. You know why? Because the Chazan's standing up there trying to hold the tune and everyone's, you know, ignoring him. So he writes that the Bisky Chuvah cites Boskim who say that it's Hakim Takim Imo. Just when you see a donkey and his load is dropping, you have to help him load his donkey. If you don't sing with the Chazan, it's as if he's dropping his load and you're not helping him out. So instead of learning during that time, you should be saying Krovitz. This Chabur is a primary Musar to myself. I thank you for all listening. It is a very hard to do. I'm working on saying the actual davening itself. But to do the Krovitz, look, the lesson, the upshot of the Chabur is you should try to say as much of these piyutim as possible, if that is the minhag hamakom. However, what it doesn't say is you don't necessarily have to pick a shul that says piyutim. If there are two shuls, one says piyutim, one doesn't, and you are choosing a shul, there's no chiv to go to a shul which says long, long, long piyutim. You can, participate in a shul if that's your makom kavua, which does not say krovim as well. Shkoyach.